"Curiouser and curiouser," cried Alice. "I'm growing so very tall." Soon Alice's head bumped against the roof of the hall, for she had grown 9 feet high. At once, Alice took the key from the table and opened the tiny door. But when she found she was again much too large to fit inside, she sat down and began to cry again, until her tears formed a pool 4 inches deep around her. Soon Alice was joined by a swimming mouse. When she tried to make friendly conversation by mentioning her cat, the mouse was horrified. Soon Alice and the mouse were joined by a dodo and other creatures that had fallen into the water. I'm sorry, I missed something here. Excuse me. I have to go back a little bit. After the pool, 4 inches deep, Alice heard footsteps and saw the white rabbit hurry by, muttering, "Oh, the Duchess will be furious. I've kept her waiting." Alice raised her hand and said, "If you please, sir." But her words only startled the rabbit, who dropped his white gloves and fan as he ran away in fright. Alice picked up the fan and gloves, and as she had become very hot, she began fanning herself, saying, "How queer everything is today." To straighten herself out, Alice began repeating familiar verses and lessons, but the words came out very strange. Soon, Alice realized that using the fan had made her shrink again. Excited to see the garden, Alice ran to the door, but it was again closed. And Alice's foot then slipped, and suddenly she was chin-deep in salt water. She had slipped into the pool of her own tears. Soon Alice was joined by a swimming mouse, but when she tried to make friendly conversation by mentioning her cat, the mouse was horrified. Soon Alice and the mouse were joined by a dodo and other creatures that had fallen into the water. Together, the whole party swam ashore. All of the creatures were soaking wet, so the dodo suggested a caucus race to dry off. Everyone began running when they liked, and they stopped when they liked, until the dodo cried out, "The race is over!" When the crowd asked who won, the dodo said, "Everybody has won!" "Then who will give us our prizes?" the group asked. "She will!" announced the dodo, pointing at Alice. Alice found a box of lemon drops in her pocket and passed them around. In her other pocket, she found a thimble, which the dodo awarded to Alice as her prize. The mouse had promised to explain to Alice why he so hated cats and dogs, so he shared his tale.
"Fury said to a mouse that he met in the house, 'Let us both go to law. I will prosecute you. Come, I'll take no denial. We must have a trial, for really this morning I've nothing to do.'
Said the mouse to the cur, 'Such a trial, dear sir, with no jury or judge, would be wasting our breath.' 'I'll be judge, I'll be jury,' said the cunning old Fury. 'I'll try the whole cause and condemn you to death.'" Soon all the animals had left, and Alice was alone. Again she heard footsteps and looked up to see the white rabbit, which muttered as it trotted along,
"The Duchess will have me executed. Where can I have dropped them?"
Alice guessed that the rabbit was searching for his fan and gloves, and she began looking about for them. But everything had changed since her swim in the pool. The rabbit then noticed Alice and scolded her.
"Mary Ann, what are you doing here? Run home and fetch my gloves and a fan."
Alice realized she'd been mistaken for a housemaid and ran off at once. She soon found a neat little house with W. Rabbit engraved on the door. Alice entered and found a table holding a fan and 3 pairs of white gloves. She took them and was about to leave when she spotted a bottle nearby. Although there was no label, she decided to drink the contents, sure that something interesting would happen. Suddenly, Alice's head was pressing against the ceiling, and she went on growing. So she put one arm out the window and one foot up the chimney. Alice then heard the angry voice of the rabbit shouting,
"Mary Ann, my gloves!"
while it tried to open the door. When she heard the rabbit move under the window, Alice tried to grab it and heard a shriek and then a crash of broken glass, which must have been the rabbit falling into a cucumber frame.
"You'd better go down the chimney, Bill," she heard the rabbit say.
So Alice kicked her foot inside the chimney and heard the creatures outside gasp,
"There goes Bill!" "Burn the house down," said the rabbit's voice.
Alice grew worried.